Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, as of salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all that day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all that day long. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is May 11, 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope on Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. The topic for today's devotion is, He has a plan for you. The topic once again is, He has a plan for you. A memory verse is taken from Jeremiah 29:11. Chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Let's do it one more time. For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, said the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Our Bible reading this morning is taken from Jeremiah, verse 29, verse 1 to 14. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 1 to 14. And I'll be reading the NLT version. Jeremiah wrote a letter from Jerusalem to elders, priests, prophets, and all the people who have been exiled to Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar. This was after King Jehoiakim, the queen's mother, the court officer, the other officer of Judah, and all the craftsmen and artisans has been deported from Jerusalem. He sent the letter with Elasa, son of Sava, and Jamia, son of Elkan, when they went to Babylon, and asking Zedekiah, ambassador to Nebuchadnezzar. This is what Jeremiah's letter said. This is what the Lord of heaven's army, the God of Israel, says to all the captives he has exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem. Build home and plan to stay. Plant garden and eat the food they produce. Marry and have many children. Then find spouses for them so that they may have many grandchildren. Multiply. Do not dream go away, and work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I send you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, for His welfare will determine your welfare. This is what the Lord of Heaven's army, the God of Israel, says. Do not let your prophet and fortune teller who are with you in the land of Babylon trick you. Do not listen to their dreams, because they are telling you lies in my name. I have not sent them, said the Lord. This is what the Lord says. You will be in Babylon for 70 years, but then I will come and do for you all the good things I have promised, and I will bring you home again. For I know the plan I have for you, says the Lord. They are planned for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and hope. In those days, when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortune. I will gather you out of the nations where I send you, and will bring you home again to your own land. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is, He has a plan for you. Whether you believe it or not, God has a plan for your life. Even if your parents weren't planning to have a baby when they have you, as long as God formed you in your mother's belly and made you come out of the womb alive, He has a plan for you. Jeremiah 1:5 illustrates this clearly. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto nations. Believe me, the plan that God has for you is a good one. He made that known in Jeremiah 29:11. The question now is, are you walking in line with His plan for you? It is not enough for God to have a good plan for your life. If you refuse to live according to His plan, it will look like there was none in the first place. And I shall hear a word behind it, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right, and when you turn to the left. God is willing to guide you in the direction you should go at every point of life. He's willing to be your compass all through life. Another question you must answer is, are you willing to draw closer to Him enough to hear His voice? After you have heard His voice, are you willing to obey Him even when He asks you to do something that seems foolish? Only those who draw closer to God, listen to Him, and obey Him completely will fulfill His plan for their lives. I thought I was on the right path when I was trying to become the youngest vice chancellor in Africa. I thought that was a good plan until I met God and drew closer to Him. Thereafter, He began to whisper to my ear which way to go at every point. When He told me to leave my job and become the general overseer of a church whose total monthly income was not up to my salary, that was a hard thing to do. Thank God I obeyed. I did not become the youngest vice chancellor in Africa, but today, many vice chancellors call me daddy. The Redeemed Christian Church of God also owns a university that has been rated as the second overall best in the country. God's plan will always be far greater than anything you can ask or imagine. That's the end of today's daily devotion. The reflection this morning. Are you close to God enough to hear His voice leading you in line with His plan for your life? Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.